This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And it's the Friday episode. Thanks for being in. Sam's playing the bottle.
Playing the bottle just like the old jug in the hillbilly days.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, little brown jug.
Not that long ago.
At least he's not blowing the flute today.
The piccolo.
Kareem, growing up back on the plantation in North Carolina, was there a lot of blowing the jug?
No.
You didn't play a little? Did you do the washboard?
No. That was hee-haw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Those were your cousins.
Those were my cousins.
Totally was hee-haw. Coming up on the show today, Colin Kaepernick is terrible. And it has nothing to do with his kneeing.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers are terrible.
Well, he's god-awful, too. Also, we learn a lesson in Florida Corner about vacuum cleaners and gasoline.
Oh, dear. This sounds like quite the recipe.
Sounds like something Sam would try.
Exactly. With your new Dyson handheld.
And, it's not new. We've had that for a while.
It's hella dope.
The party's over in Thailand. At least for the time being.
Uh-oh.
What party, when, where,
no,
why?
We'll get into all of that coming up.
Ooh.
Coming up. I'm sure at this point there is a baby Casey, because by the time you're hearing this, it's Friday.
Yeah.
But no news as we're recording this on Tuesday yet. I keep refreshing Facebook and thinking, maybe there'll be an announcement, because that's what you do now. You announce it on Facebook.
Times, they are changing.
Mm-hmm. That's... Well,
if it didn't happen on Facebook, it didn't happen.
Well, it's not a thing until you're Facebook official.
Right.
Is what we know.
Facebook official.
So, baby Casey coming out very, very soon. We are 5 weeks from my wedding.
Woo-woo!
It's coming quickly. Like a freight train down the tracks. Just got a lot of stuff to get done in the next few weeks, and I just reminded myself in my head of one thing that I need to get done. I should have done probably yesterday. I mean, preliminary things were done, but
yeah, right. There's always those last minute things.
Yeah. So a lot of things left to do, a lot of things to get squared away. I mean, we're in good shape. We are, but there are a lot of things. The biggest thing is if you can hear my voice. And you've been invited to the wedding. Send back your RSVP.
Guilty.
We need that so we can plan.
Yes.
How many people and what you're having. Because it's important. And we need to get that count to people at a certain time frame. Also, because we're making our own centerpieces, the number of people who show up is important
for the number of tables.
Right. And if I make extra centerpieces, I'm going to be angry with people.
Such hell.
Can I bring four more people just to
No. But we do have a food minimum.
Like, they don't even have to eat. They just need to be there at the table.
They made the centerpiece. We just need you to admire it.
There is a food minimum that we will have no problem going over, because the cost per plate is silly.
Oh, my.
It's just silly. So that's all squared away. It was funny because, like, hey, if we don't get this many people, can we? But I'm like, No.
Wow.
But the thing is, we'll go over the minimum anyway. So okay, that's not a concern. It's not necessarily good.
Yeah.
It just means we're not wasting any. Mm-hmm. The worst thing is to have like a minimum and then not have enough people to cover the minimum.
Right. It's just throwing food down the drain and burning money.
Well, it's like lighting money on fire when that happens. So just waiting to hear back from people and getting our head count down. I mean, that's really the big thing. Mm-hmm. Leslie's got her alterations to do, and we've got a few other little things to square away. But we're in good shape. We're in good shape. And then to Maui.
Then to Maui, the important part.
Then to Maui. Here, the other thing that's stressful is, Sam, and you know this, working in TV as I do, we're coming up on one of the 4 months a year where everybody in management loses their mind.
Oh, God. The fall sweep.
Yes, the November ratings period. You'll notice all of your network TV shows are new and exciting. And
the new premiere.
Mm-hmm, and there's special reports and all sorts of other stuff that's going on. So everybody at my work and Sam's work, I'm sure, have lost sight of their good senses and other things. It lasts 4 weeks in November, February, and May.
Yeah.
And having that that period ends 2 days before my wedding.
Wow.
And, you know, it's all part of the magic of it. And I knew this going in. I knew it going in. Right. But, you know, just an extra level of stress too, right, going into it. So it'll be great. But
let the games begin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Any big plans this weekend? Anything going on? Anything exciting? Anything new?
I wish my life was that thrilling. I think I have I'm actually working on the weekend.
Oh.
Shooting a promo for the Make a Difference Day, my sister's house run.
Oh, well.
Whatever it is.
Sure.
One of those 5Ks.
One of those charity runs.
Little charity run. And I know that Nikki had wanted to go out of town this weekend. Unfortunately, it's not an option for me. What about you, Kareem?
Anything good?
What's the big plan?
My niece is in San Francisco for a conference, medical conference. So I'm going to go hang out with her one of those days. And then one of the groups that I helped has their big event for the year at Sac City College.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday. So I will be there, I think, part of the day, and then in San Francisco the rest of the day.
Nice.
So
jam-packed.
So they are called darn it, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank right now.
Is a musical group or an acting group comedy?
No, it's a nonprofit. They use hip-hop to promote education.
Dope.
So they have their big event, Rock the School Bells is what their event's called.
Rock the School Bells.
So they bring kids from all over the city, out to Sac City, and they do like little conferences all day. They do workshops for MCing, DJing, dance, and then like business stuff too as well. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, I always help them with fundraising and whatnot. So
nice.
Just get to see everything pay off.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Wedding planning.
I was going to say, what about you, Nate?
mostly wedding stuff. Just it's all got to get done.
Right.
And there's a lot of other stuff too. As you plan to join two lives into one.
Oh my.
Financially and otherwise, there are a lot of things that need to get taken care of.
Yeah. Shared bank account or separate, who knows?
All of those things need to be figured out. How we're going to handle this, how we're going to handle that, we're getting down near the end. When you're in the last 5 weeks or so, it's time to make sure all of the important things are dialed in so that you're not super stressed out the week before the wedding. Like our final meeting with the
officiator.
We met with her.
Okay,
this
good.
Past weekend we met nice. With Becca on Sunday.
Check, that's off the list.
Went over the ceremony. I wrote the ceremony.
Oh,
basically.
Good. Oh, this will be fun.
All I left for her was the vows. I said, find some simple vows. I wrote the ceremony up. I'm like, do it in your own words, because she hasn't done
right
an actual wedding. She did right. one in her.
So what
her,
you get for hiring the rookie?
Well, you know, the pay is what I'm looking for. So, bottom line, I basically gave her the script for the whole thing, and it's all planned out. It's going to be very cool.
Nice.
Everyone's going to be very excited about it. When it happens, it's going to be huge. It's going to be great. It's going to be the best ever. The big thing is that 2 weeks before the wedding is when you have to get your final headcount into the venue. You have to get all of your numbers finalized. That 2 week mark is the drop dead date for everything.
Okay.
So to get all of that squared away ahead of time is a huge deal, because the last 2 weeks, I don't want to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be on wedding autopilot.
Right.
As much as is humanly possible.
Yeah.
Is to not worry about that, because as I mentioned before, work is going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
It's going
to
be.
You
want to
come home and just turn off.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
when
end
you're
of the day.
When you're stressed at work all day. Right. It's you don't want, especially like that last leading up, but man,
oh God.
So looking forward to Maui.
Yeah. keep your eye on that finish line, young Viking.
Have as much fun as I had in Kauai, it'll be worth it.
Oh, you guys. Oh,
it's going to be great.
So jealous.
It's going to be great. Well, on an ordinary Saturday night, the Soi Cowboy Red Light District in Bangkok is ablaze with neon lights as skimpily clad women in go-go boots chat up tourists and twirl seductively around poles. But the decadent flesh parade came to an abrupt halt last week when soldiers marched in and shut the dance bars down. It was a gesture of respect for the country's long-ruling monarch, King Bumbuli. King B.A. I'm going to call him King B.A.
Badass.
Yeah, he died last week after a long illness and 70 years on the throne. Hmm. Now, soon word came down from the country's prime minister and the head of the military. Thailand would be in a mourning for a year. Flags would be at half staff, and what they called joyful events should be avoided for 30 days.
Oh, okay.
So Thailand,
not the whole year, at least.
Thailand, no fun for the next 30 days. Although the government made it clear that visitors should continue with the travel plans as long as they try to dress and act respectfully. Mm. Why do you go to Thailand to do that? Bars and restaurants have since been closed, loud music avoided, and alcohol sometimes difficult to come by. That has put a damper on one of the world's most popular party spots. See, about 30 million visitors came to Thailand last year, a number that's expected to reach record high this year because of an influx from China.
Really?
Tourism contributed $81 billion to the country's gross domestic product in 2015. That's nearly 21% of it. So if you've got a big rockin' trip to Bangkok planned, you might want to reschedule that thing.
All right, I'll do that.
Unless you want to go for a quiet time. Because that's why everyone goes to Bangkok, for the quiet
times.
Dress
in black and be quiet.
Shh, we're in mourning for the next year. King B.A. died after 70 years.
Oh, King Boom, ba dum dum dibby dum dum boom boom.
I'm trying to be respectful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trying to. King B.A. Meanwhile, the conspiracy theories we've been talking about them for the election, you know, the rigging, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Fox News' Britt Hume took a shot at Newt Gingrich on Twitter over Gingrich's declaration of a massive media conspiracy against Donald Trump. Gingrich declared on ABC this morning that, quote, "It's amazing that Trump is as close as he is right now, considering the one-sidedness of the news media barrage. He has said that millions of voters picked Trump, and now 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him." Britt Hume responded, "The sad truth is that Newt knows better." Gingrich used to be a contributor on both CNN and Fox News and host CNN's Crossfire reboot for a while. Mm-hmm. Britt Hume was on Fox News Channel. He used to be on ABC. There's no media conspiracy. The fact that the media is out there basically just replaying all of the nonsense that Donald Trump spouts
right.
on the regular
yeah.
and on his Twitter feed. Here's the other rub on that. Donald Trump has gotten so much free publicity.
Right.
Free from all of this conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
That it has ended up costing media organizations tons of money because Donald Trump is not spending money.
Mm-hmm.
Like a normal presidential candidate, he right. doesn't need to. He's getting a ton of free coverage.
Totally. So were they complaining about it when the media was covering him over all of the other Republican candidates?
Right.
Which is the reason why he ended up getting elected.
Right. A bunch of free publicity. Look, when sometimes a conspiracy works for you, sometimes it works against you. And it's not a conspiracy.
Right.
And the fact that people think that is absolutely ridiculous. So it's nice to see somebody at Fox News going, "Hey, don't be stupid, Newt Gingrich."
I mean, especially when you can, they're literally just playing his own words.
Exactly.
For the most part, yeah.
Instant replay.
It's like, oh, he's being accused of, well, they're also playing women accusing him of groping them.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
after
you know.
After replaying his words.
Yeah. But it's pretty much his own, everything, up until the groping, even still, everything that they played was.
Yeah.
His words.
And by the way, that also his words.
Yeah.
By the way, Billy Bush did lose his job on the Today Show. He is going to get almost the entirety of his contract, somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 million.
Dang.
And he does not have a no-compete clause. So he walks away with $10 million and he can go work for anybody else tomorrow.
Dang.
I think they wanted to fire him anyway. I think they realized that he wasn't what they wanted. And this was their out.
Still, that's a pricey out at $10 million.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So He lands on his feet. Thank goodness for Billy Bush. So it's really amazing, whether it's a presidential election or anything else, when you take the difference of opinion and you take people who are really invested on the fringes of both sides, who believe so strongly that their side is right and the other side is terrible and wrong. Mm-hmm. I have a great example of this. I have two men crying on TV.
Oh, yes.
One of whom we have made fun of before. The other of whom I think I've made fun of before, but Kareem probably hasn't. Let's start with Will.i.am. He's very sad about things.
Sad. I can't explain how sad this is. I mean, if you just look at what's happening, it's just sad. I love this country. I love all the, you know, the potentials we have. Like, why are we even here? Why is this even the conversation? There's so many people that are hurting. So many people that are homeless. So many people still in the projects, not knowing. I come from the projects. I was one of those kids that was blessed with an awesome education. So many people just need simple things like an education and a leader that could just hold ground and push it through. I don't think he cares about people in the projects.
So Will.i.am is explaining that he's very upset because he doesn't think Donald Trump cares about people in the projects.
Right.
Fair point. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Alex Jones, a little bit more extreme viewpoint, but he cares too.
God, people are so evil. Why can't America wake up and beat them? Donald Trump's not perfect, but he doesn't want to hurt you and your family. Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers. They hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And God damn them to hell.
So it's two men, both very upset on TV, because they feel like the candidate on the other side is bad. So it really is a matter of perspective. It's interesting to see the similarity between the two. Yeah. Now, granted, Alex Jones is a little more over the top about it.
Oh, yeah. He was very dramatic.
He's very dramatic.
God. And, I've got to watch my language here, but he sounded like Charlton Heston at the end of the first Planet of the Apes movie.
Damn you, damn dirty apes!
God damn you.
God damn you to hell.
You blew it up! Maniacs! Yeah, you sounded like that.
So, it's getting very exhausting as we get closer to the elections.
It's exhausting.
With people on both sides.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little more Alex Jones. Let's make fun of Alex Jones a little more.
Excuse me, I just get so emotional. Look at her shark face. Have to look at her with that demon face. That's a freaking demon!
He sounds like a little
We're going to have President Linda Blair, people! And I'm not going to go along with it!
Don't forget
the sulfur.
He's not going along with
it. Don't stop it yet. You got to get to the sulfur.
Oh, that's true. I loved Obama's response to that.
Oh, Lord.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Into having a conversation that is not.
She just rammed into me.
I know. I came over to ask.
I don't know what this is. So I don't know if it's part of the same clip, but but he accused Obama of being the devil, which he's done before. It's not the first time Obama has been accused of being the devil. At this point, Obama just laughs it off. He doesn't fire off a bunch of angry tweets and cry about it. And he was at a speech this past week, and he mocked sniffing himself for the smell of sulfur. As you would smell with the devil. Yeah.
As you would smell on the devil.
Yeah.
President and Mrs. Obama have been working this like perfect. Like she's the person who goes out and gives a heartfelt speech, and he's like,
comes in and melts everyone.
He comes in and roasts everybody.
Nice.
He is roasted. Like he is just making fun of the Republican Party. Like he's Seth Meyers at the dinner.
Well,
I like it.
Here's the rub on that though. When you talk about people who may not be Democrats and may not be on board with that, I think it runs the risk of pushing them further away. There is a double-edged sword to that.
Well, no. There is. But at this point, he has, what, 98 days left in office?
Oh, and it's not about for him. It would be about for the election in general.
Yeah, but yeah, at this point, he doesn't care.
No.
And he knows that those people aren't going to come that way.
There's a number of them. It's just a matter of how many. And obviously, he doesn't think that it's enough to even bother.
No.
Now, I know we're supposed to be keeping these shows shorter, but I'd like to share a little political levity.
Okay.
A friend of mine shared on Facebook, and it pleased me. He said, because Facebook and everyone and their politics and lack of fact-checking on anything, I'm going to start making up terrible facts about presidential candidates. Maybe a few will start to stick. They said, did you know in 1492, Donald Trump went to Africa and had witch burnings where he burnt St. Nicholas? It's also reported that Hillary Clinton killed Bruce Wayne's parents in a political struggle to gain control over the San Diego Zoo. And then it turned into this whole thread of people making up their own little political things.
I'm not going along with it.
I said, it's been revealed that Donald Trump uses biodegradable bamboo toothbrushes to be more ecologically minded, but he uses a new one every single day, thus threatening to wipe out the ancient Chinese bamboo forest where baby panda bears are now starving to death, and the landfills can't keep up with the sheer volume of biodegradable toothbrushes. Also, Hillary Clinton was caught dressed up as Oprah Winfrey at the DNC Halloween party. In blackface, also caught with an antique gun collection in her bedroom closet, including the gun used to assassinate JFK.
We've got their white papers! We've got their white papers!
It's all facts, people. It's on the internet. It must be facts.
By the way, do you know what white papers are?
I don't have a... I thought that's what you put in your printer when you need...
Kareem, do you know what white papers are?
I do not.
Here's the thing. I looked it up because I was confused as to what he was talking about.
I have no white paper.
Well, it makes it sound like it's a really official thing.
What is white
papers? White papers, and by definition, it varies from industry to industry.
Okay.
But basically, your white paper is what you are about. It's sort of like your mission statement. Like this show, if we were to do a white paper about this show, it would be to bring levity and friendship to the world by making fun of the nonsense in it.
Right.
There are no white papers. I don't know what he's talking about.
We've got their white papers.
There's no white papers.
Yeah.
We've got their white papers.
No.
Well,
settle down.
Congratulations, Alex. Enjoy the white paper.
I'm not going along with it.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
First up on Cool or Tool, strip club Sam.
I'm gonna have to say probably the unpopular vote here and say Tool.
I'm not going along with it, Kareem.
Of course you are. Cool.
Here's the thing about strip clubs. They give me blue balls. It makes me sad and emotional. It's the devil.
The shark face devil
at the strip club. Tool.
I'm next in Cooler Tool. Brit Hume. Kareem.
Normally I would say Tool, but in this case he's cool.
Sam.
This is that one dude who
he put $10 million. No, he put Newt Gingrich in his place.
Oh. Well, yes, cool. Good for him.
Yeah, Brit Hume. I'm on Kareem's page with this.
Right, regularly. He's regularly Tool.
He has a fabulous estate outside of Washington D.C. By the way, he's made good living in the TV news business.
I bet he has.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, being overdramatic, Kareem.
Tool.
Sam.
Oh, it seems to be a reflection of the state of the United States of America right now, and it's hella Tool.
Shark face devils, both of you. Not going along with it.
Not going along with it. I'm very upset. I'm sad. I'm sad right now.
I'm sorry.
It's just so overdramatic.
I can't believe it. I know that the thing that's the most important for America is for you to shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
That would make me so happy.
It's really the only thing that'll keep the shark face devils at bay and keep this show on the internet every week and keeping it free for you. Do it if you love America, because if you don't, I'm not going along with it.
Oh, nice plug.
By the way, it does not cost you anything extra to help support the show. It's the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. All right, we started out... look, we've talked about Colin Kaepernick and his protest. And I think we all in this room agree that it's a legitimate protest. Yeah. It's America. It's valid. It's America protest. Now, the people in Buffalo would disagree because they're drunk and angry people.
But they gave us the gift of Buffalo Wild Wings.
A lot of them are. But at his press conference, Colin Kaepernick spoke in a Muhammad Ali t-shirt. He wants to be remembered through the same lens as Ali, as an athlete who fought for social justice and succeeded. He said, "I can't let him die in vain." Really?
I don't think he died in vain.
He didn't die in vain, and nothing you do will change that, Colin Kaepernick, you self-important.
That was bold, trying to tie himself to the death of this legend.
Well, I understand using it and saying, look, he was an example.
I understand using his life, but not
his death. I want to live up to the example that Muhammad Ali set. That would be fine.
Yes.
His death being in vain?
That's a step over the edge.
You might want to dial that back again, Colin Kaepernick. Just saying. But let's ignore that. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick, the football player.
I think it's a conversation for you and Kareem.
Well, how about we ask the Bills players that he played against?
Okay.
Here's what they had to say. Some one-word quotes, including done and terrible. More a distraction than a contributing member of the team. Basically, he was the same terrible quarterback he was the last time we saw him play. In the blowout loss, he had more incompletions, 16, than completions. His 53-yard touchdown was a result of busted coverage, which, by the way, he threw in the wrong place and risked getting his receiver tackled anyway. He missed on several big plays, could have easily thrown 3 to 5 interceptions. Absolutely not the solution. The Bills also said, "We wanted to do everything we could to make him throw the ball." That's not something good you say about somebody else's quarterback. He said, "I mean, he's an athlete. You can't take that from him. But when it comes to passing the ball," which, by the way, that's the job description, passing the ball, "he can't really throw. And we took advantage of that. We wanted to make him beat us with his arm, and he couldn't do that." So, yeah, it was a bad time. So no matter what you think of Colin Kaepernick and his stance about protesting, he still remains a terrible, terrible quarterback.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
Yes, the Buffalo Bills is still a terrible, terrible team.
Right, and they looked. No, I'm not going along with it, Kareem.
I think the fact that they're talking, they should, I think they're 4-2.
Something like that.
But the teams that they have beat, that they played, I'm like, no, shut up.
They beat the Patriots, but they beat the Patriots with third string quarterback with a hurt thumb.
A third string rookie quarterback
with a hurt thumb.
So when you beat somebody who's an actual team, then you can talk.
I'm not going along with it.
Until you do that, then you need to go sit over in the corner and thank the football guys that you had the schedule that you did at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that you got Colin Kaepernick. I honestly believe, not that Blaine Gabbert is the greatest quarterback in the world, because he's not, but I have to believe he would have put on a better performance than that. And we'll get to see just how bad Colin Kaepernick is, because he's starting again this week.
They said the third string quarterback is the best of the three.
And I'm not going along with it. Chip Kelly's making a bad decision, and I'm not going along with it, because it's a terrible thing to do.
Well, if he plays Colin Kaepernick, then that means that's his way of not being fired for being a horrible coach.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Fair point. Meanwhile, down in the Sunshine State, two firearms dealers who ran a store in the Florida Keys have been sentenced to prison for illegally possessing a gun disguised as a walking cane.
That's kind of dope.
Well, it'll get you some jail time. Court documents show that 52-year-old Thomas Joseph Willie and 37-year-old Jarvis Nelson Osorio will each serve more than 2 years in prison. Their store on Big Pine Key was fined $500,000. The sentences came last week after they pled guilty to illegally receiving and possessing a .38-caliber gun that looks like a walking cane. See, even in Florida, such concealable or particularly dangerous weapons are tightly controlled because of the 1934 National Firearms Act. Look it up, people. The men were initially charged with illegal possession of other guns disguised as items such as pens and flashlights. but pleaded guilty to the one single count.
I want one of those.
Well, right? So does James Bond.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we learned something in Florida this week. What did we learn? Well, if you've got a spill of gasoline in your trunk, you probably don't want to use an industrial vacuum cleaner to vacuum it up.
Oh, God.
4:30, what not to do during cleanup after the storm.
It's a lesson learned the hard way for a Brevard County business owner, but by no fault of his own. News 6 reporter James Barbero explains.
Getting back to normal after the storm means cleaning out your car. But what I'm about to show you, caught on camera here at this Titusville car wash, might have you scratching your head. You might be shocked, and you might only be left to ask, why?
What are you thinking? I think even a child will know not to do that.
So you need to vacuum your car. Well, be sure there's no gasoline spilled inside.
There's gasoline in the trunk.
She thought she could vacuum up gasoline.
Or this will happen.
Wow. That's not good.
Gives you an idea what folks at Shuttle Car Wash think about it.
Oh, jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
That's not my wife, by the way.
But she is someone's daughter, mother, or friend, and she could have been badly hurt. Or hurt someone else.
It was a heck of an explosion. It just burnt everything up.
Owner Billy Barnwell caught it all on surveillance cameras Monday afternoon.
If you saw the video, you seen it. It scared the heck out of her.
And on that note, Billy says the woman drove out of here, her 75 cents never getting her car clean with this vacuum, instead destroying it.
Then she just stands there and watches it.
Everyone here left to wonder how this ignorance could have sparked tragedy.
Thank God nobody was standing over there, you know what I mean? What could have happened? I don't even want to think about it.
In Titusville, I'm James Sparvero, News 6.
Basically, the gas, if you're not familiar, got vacuumed up into the industrial vacuum.
With the big electric motor.
Yeah, and there were sparks present, and there was a little boom that went off, so the giant... The giant vacuum cleaner is broken.
Well, if you saw the video, you seen it. Very educated.
That's the guy who runs the place. Yeah. It's totally the guy that runs the place. So that's a little lesson for you. Don't vacuum up gasoline.
I'll take that one to the bank.
If you were unaware, don't vacuum up gasoline.
Okay.
Hey. You know, I'm just going to say it. Congratulations to Jason and Christine Casey.
Yay.
On the new baby. We literally, when we're recording this, no news yet, but yeah. I assume by now there will be one.
There's probably a lot of grunting and moaning and birthing happening.
I know, and that's just Jason going to the bathroom. So, yeah, everybody have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves and each other. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars and...
You'll get there someday.
Other weird Casey Kasem platitudes for all of you. I'll be back on Monday. We've got some grievances to air and other things to complain about. Until then, here's the Box Tops with something Jason will be getting very familiar with over the next, year or two. Let's cry like a baby.
The Box Tops.
Today we passed on the street. You just walked on by. My heart just fell to my feet, and once again I began to cry. When I think about the good love you gave me, I cry like a baby,
like a baby.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.